the industry is still very, very strong. But I just think that it's, you know, it's something that we need to look out for. I know the local authorities and the IDA, they are monitoring developments and engaging with key stakeholders to support economic resilience. But I think it's just something that we need to look out for and be aware of, that you know, that this, you know, the tariffs affect everybody. We're not immune to it, certainly in the Northwest. And, you know, we need to be looking out for it, and, you know, we need to be able to look at the challenges that are as a result of, you know, of companies downsize, and, you know, I suppose to keep the pressure on our ministers and our TDs and the IDA to make sure that we protect our workers and that we protect the, you know, the fantastic pharmaceutical companies that we do have here. So it's certainly not a time to be complacent, and, you know, now more than ever that we really, really need to be watching this very, very carefully.
Only a few mere months ago, we saw a lot of fanfare surrounding a multi-million euro investment in Ireland by Abbott. Most notably, the 200 new jobs were coming to its plant in Donegal Town. Do you feel that we're a far cry away from that now, given the current climate? Do you think that these redundancies being offered at Sligo and Longford is only the beginning, Councillor Casserly?
No, I haven't said that. I don't think that it is. It's not something that we need to panic about, because I do know that, you know, with regulatory complexity and the specialised infrastructure that has been built up in Ireland over the years and the expertise in the workforce, you know, Irish facilities are, you know, they'd be very, very hard to replace in the short term. But I'm just saying it's something that we cannot be complacent about, that companies, of course, are going to be looking at what's happening in America, the results of tariffs, you know, that the fact that more companies may be starting up in America. And, you know, we are very, very hard to replace.